You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's October 12th, 2019, and this is Immunize Wisely with your host, Ingrid Castle. I just did the previous hour with Christina England, and we were talking about the HPV vaccine. I usually start out the show on the vaccine issue, but, you know, I'm going to totally change topic for this one because Immunize Wisely is generally about strengthening immune function, and we have 5G coming around the corner. And while we've been focusing 5G on all the horrible health effects of 4G, and my 5G is just a genocidal agenda, there's a lot more to the whole 5G issue. And my guest actually has always goes a little deeper down the rabbit hole than most of us, and she's really done an amazing job of connecting dots on many levels and has a wealth of information. So without any further ado, I don't know how many people realize there's a you can go to the5gsummit.com. That's the 5G Summit, and you can get transcripts and audios and everything, and that's happening, I believe, right now. And there's just a wealth of information, so I encourage people to go to that website. Anyhow, we're going to be talking some about that, the whole 5G thing, but, you know, some of the other aspects of the 5G agenda. So my guest today is Sophia Smallstorm. And Sophia is an independent researcher who has written and presented extensively on hidden agendas and complex events since her work on 9/11. Sophia's interviews and podcasts can be found on YouTube, probably on Vimeo, and even on BitChute and Brighteon now. A lot of people are moving from YouTube, but she's definitely on YouTube. Topics range widely. She's gone into artificial weather, where she has aboutthesky.com. That's one of her main websites. She's also discussed the transhumanist agenda, corporate government, and simple methods we can use for body remediation or just, you know, keeping healthy. Sophia is a graduate of Brown University. Her websites, like I said, aboutthesky.com. You can see her blog at sophiasmallstorm.com, and that is Sophia with an F, S-O-F-I-A, smallstorm, a compound, wordlike.com, and her online store is avatarproducts.com. She tells me she came up with Avatar before the movie. So just so you know, she is an original. She has a monthly newsletter that is available by subscription. And one of the newsletters we wanted to actually discuss is the August issue, where she talks about technocracy in relationship to 5G. And I think it's really fascinating, actually. And I had a friend come over here, and she was into sharing it quite a bit because it really nails home some points about 5G that many of our listeners may be unaware of. So welcome to Immunize Wisely, Sophia.
Hi, Ingrid. Thank you. That's very nice of you to invite me to your show.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad we figured out a date that would work for both of us. I think this is, you reminded me, this is the third rescheduling. So anyway, without any further ado, I This newsletter, when I read it, I immediately grabbed my book by Patrick Wood, Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation, and started revisiting it. And couldn't find my August newsletter, and I found that it was stuck in the book. So there you go. But anyway, you know, we talk about technocracy, and there's people have a different understanding. And you started out the newsletter with where words come from. And when you described technocracy, I was like, wow, that is incredible. Why don't you go ahead and share with our listeners what technocracy means, according to Wilton Ivey, who was a member of this movement, and what he penned in 1953.
Yeah, Ingrid, technocracy, you know, we have a lot of compound words. Small storm is a compound word, and it is a name that I took because of Earthlink. Earthlink is a compound word, right? So we have a lot of compound words. Back seat, front yard, all kinds of words are now being conjoined for another kind of meaning. So technocracy originates from the Greek techne, which means skill, and kratos, K-R-A-T-O-S, which means power. So skillful power, power from skill. But anyway, this group of technocrats was formed in the 30s, and Wilton Ivey joined it in 1937. Now, what's of note is that he is a person with degrees in biology, and he wrote that technocracy means government by skill as contrasted to government by opinion, right? We want government by... We don't want government by some elected official's opinion. We want government by skill. And skill translates to science and methods of technology. And the idea is that by using science to analyze what is happening around us, we will control goods and production and services and be able to create abundance.
Wow. No, I thought it was interesting just, you know, that technocracy is a form of social control. And so we're taking our technology, turning it, creating these computers, artificial intelligence, and then utilizing it by government for social control.
Right.
But it's more than that.
Ivy was around, you know, in the 30s, and they didn't use the term artificial intelligence then, but you could say that they were the grandfathers of AI. They were very, very proud to announce to us that we need to have government that depends on an analysis of physical factors, not human opinions or traditions, so that we can determine what should be done and how it should be done, and all from the analysis that is created by technological, you could say, processes. Mm-hmm. So it translates to government by artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's exactly, you know, I found, as I was reading through this newsletter, I felt like my eyes were growing into big saucers, frankly. You know, it was like, wow, this is really a dictator's wet dream in a sense, you know. It was like, wow, 5G is going to actually have all of our data in real time, everything we're doing all the time in the car. You know, we have a phone, whatever, wherever we're at, whatever we're doing, they can pick up that energy, whether we are on the phone or not. And then, you know, what I thought was most frightening, I guess, was after I had watched our amazing Polly, she had a scoop on what's going on in China, and the ultimate use of these smartphones. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Amazing Polly, but she did a really good thing of why we all need to immediately throw away our smartphones. And if we have to have a phone like that, use a flip phone. And what they're doing in China, where they have been initiating this 5G, and they have been going to a cashless society where you can't even get a bottle of water without using your smartphone to have it scanned in and immediately deleted from your bank account. And you discuss really a lot of that, the goal of 5G being tied into that, and they're actually implementing this in China. So all we have to do is learn from what they're doing in China and see how this is absolutely what we don't want if we want to preserve any freedom in our country at all.
Well, the thing is that the modern generation will perceive that kind of efficiency as freedom, right? That's the problem, that they train each generation in succession to embrace the way that things are being done. So the new generations want the phones. They want the freedom of not having to keep track of things that it's just deducted from your bank account. Every single thing you do is, now here's what's very interesting. It's an event of commerce, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't mind that everything they do is translated into a commercial event. And therefore,
right. Oh, yeah, she showed a young Chinese woman, in fact, as a prime example that, you know, everything can be done on her phone. And I've seen that with people where they're, in fact, I had a visitor from Florida and she could not operate, figure out how to travel, go to A to B without having her phone literally tell her how to get there. I mean, she doesn't know how to, and she's like, close to my age, she couldn't figure out, you know, giving her directions or if you go this many miles or, you know, doesn't know east or west. I mean, literally doesn't know south, north, east or west, those kind of directions, you know, based on the sun. Couldn't figure any of that out because she's gotten so dependent on her phone. And that I found really frightening, frankly, you know, that, you know, as humans, it makes who we are obsolete, that the incorporation of a machine or, you know, technology overtaking who we are as humans and not being able to think independently, that's a huge concern of mine. You know, I mean, what would people do if all of a sudden their phone died or they lost it or they had to be a month or two without it? What would, you know, they're so dependent on it as like an appendage, it's like another arm.
Well, Ingrid, the smartphone enables your dumbness, really. You can sit back, you can put your feet on the coffee table, and the machine will think for you. And, you know, there are plenty of people who are, maybe you would call them millennials now, but I remember this a couple of decades ago. Teenagers couldn't tell time on a clock. They had to have a digital readout. They could not tell analog time. And that was scary, right? So,
yes.
So right now we have a generation of people who are very happy being told what to do, being directed by smart technology, and they approve of it because they don't know anything that ever came before that. And so we could get into a discussion about instincts, gut instincts, these kinds of things. They fly in the face of what a smart device tells you.
Right. Well, then, you know, I think really our only saving grace as a society is homeschooled children, which we have a lot up here, and it's becoming more popular in the face of this technology. And when you look at the, you know, young adults today, you can tell which ones have actually been homeschooled and which ones haven't. I mean, they're so different. They're completely different. And it's, you know, is certainly something to take note of, because school is very authoritarian, as the military is, and having, you know, it creates a dependence on discipline, everything outside of yourself. Everything is outside of who you are as a human to take charge of your life. And that is what they seem to have wanted. You know, I'm looking to the whole surveillance software, the limits to growth that you had on page 4. It said, it begins with surveillance software, which police departments are garbling up at incredible rates. And, you know, most patriots would find this newsletter pretty shocking. But, you know, these are things that, you know, if you go to school or in the military, yeah, these people are pretty used to that. That not having a degree of freedom that you and I grew up with, you know, it might not have been as free as we'd like it to be, but it was certainly a higher degree of freedom than what we're experiencing now, where people do not really even think of their privacy being invaded. It's just, it's what they're used to, you know, having, you know, their credit scores based on, you know, their social security being out everywhere, their number and, everything tied to your bank account and all of that. That's just the way it is. And I would like to think that we're going to overturn this someday, Sophia, because that's, you know, a little bit frightening to me. And I know Patrick Wood was the one who really tied in this whole technocracy to 5G, as you know, that's really the main thrust of 5G, is this ultimate control in real time, where everything you're doing is monitored. There's no delay, there's no lag time. It's real time.
Okay, let me.
So they know everything you're doing. Yeah,
police departments who rely on surveillance, let's say video cameras. Okay, so you operate a bank or whatever, and you have a video camera, and people who frequent the bank are aware that all their actions are being recorded on video. Who's watching the video? Can you really have people sitting there looking at a video? Apparently, the statistics are that within a few minutes, let's say 20 minutes, I just read an article about this, human beings, they zone out. They're tapped out. They cannot watch a video that's normal activity and pick out what is abnormal activity after 20 minutes because they're bored, okay? But AI can do it. All you have to do is program AI to recognize deviations in the patterns that it should be seeing. And AI can flag abnormal behavior way better than humans can, because they can't sit there and watch this stuff for hours.
Right.
So one of the attributes and one of the advantages of 5G being its, you know, extremely short wavelength, millimeter waves, is that it can transmit data in real time because there is no latency. This is the term used in telecom to denote how much time it takes, what the lag time is between one device signaling something and the other device receiving it. So because 5G operates on fiber optics using light, everything happens basically at the speed of light. So there is no lag time. So you can sit in your ivory tower as one of the members of the powers that be, and you can watch society modeled around you in real time, meaning that you can see what's happening as it's happening. But no people are going to be looking at this. They are going to assign AI systems to analyze this and pick out the deviations, the abnormalities. And then ultimately, AI is going to flag you for what you do that is considered abnormal. So it will be AI assessing us for deviations in behavior that are of flagging, flaggable consequence, significance. And AI may end up determining that you have done something that puts you in a category, a secondary category, so you can't have these kinds of privileges that, quote unquote, normal, obedient people can have. So AI, right, through surveillance capabilities in real time, can segregate and separate people into different population groups that get different privileges.
Right, but you know, you have to wonder, you know, how accurate is it going to be? I mean, they say the software maybe predicts 90% accuracy. I mean, I could say hijack, and that's hijack a plane, you know, even though his name is Jack, and I'm saying hello. So, you know, how much accuracy is it going to be? Is, and what's going to be based on? Are they going to be reading our brain waves? You know, is there going to be the whole pre-crime thing based on what we're thinking? If we are angry with someone and we wish they were dead, you know, I mean, literally this can happen, you think. I mean, how much monitoring is going to happen where, anyway, it's just, it's at this point, it's a little bit of speculation, but the whole aspect of events in real time and being able to monitor to that degree, I find very concerning.
Well, Ingrid, you have to look at it this way, in my opinion. Whoever, and I'm talking to the audience, whoever used 4G, 3G, even 2G. 2G brought us voice. 3G brought us text. 4G brought us video. And 5G brings us real time. Everything at lightning speed. So those of you out there, and I am not reproving you, I'm just making a statement of fact, who supported 4G, who upgraded all their phones to 4G and used them constantly, and had, you know, expansive plans that include your nieces and nephews and everybody else. Those people have given us the reason that we need 5G. And So downgrade, downgrade, downgrade. Like you say, flip phone. If you can live with it, great. There are plans that are very simple for 4G phones. Most of what's happening right now isn't even 4G. It's 3G. We still haven't reached 5G. 5G is a plan, but it's not a reality. It's an experiment. And for everybody to have 5G means that you have to have some kind of relayer within your house transmitting the signal that is being put out by, let's say, the lamppost on your street. Right. So you have to do something through your consent. And now we're getting into corporate government, commerce contracts, consent. You have to consent to this. You don't have to have
right.
it.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. But that's just a whole thing that's coming around us now. People are trying to assert themselves because their neighbor couldn't put an antenna, a 5G antenna on their house that's going to affect you in your house. I mean, houses are built very close together. So, you know, there's a whole, you know, large discussion about that. There's comments that are public comments that they're taking right now with the FCC, and it goes on and on, because right now we have so many people with EHS. In fact, we have a meeting at my house tomorrow with EHS Idaho. That stands for electrohypersensitivity. And so we have a growing number of people that are electrohypersensitive. They have all the symptoms of microwave poisoning. And as these cities put more and more towers and more antennas in, we find we're getting more and more people with these kind of symptoms. So it is certainly growing. The awareness of that is what they're experiencing, you know, like their headache is actually a microwave headache. A lot of them are not making the connection. Very few are. But I know that when you were writing in your newsletter, you mentioned that you thought it was pretty interesting that this Gro Harlem Brundtland was a politician who was really pushing technocratic visions into the heads of the United Nations and the world, really trying to, you know, promote wireless, radiation as a means to doing that, well, promoting 5G actually as a way of doing that. And she herself became EHS or hypersensitive to wireless radiation. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, Gro Harlem Brundtland. I lived in Northern Europe, so I can say it a little bit more like they say it. Was a prime minister of Norway for 3 terms, and she was also a member of the Trilateral Commission. And these people are all tied up with technocracy. Okay, so she was put in charge of a task force, a UN task force, that created a book called Our Common Future, and this book put out the aims of technocracy, the technocrats. It was titled Our Common Future, but it was about Agenda 21 for the 21st century, and it was introduced at the 1992 very famous Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. So Gru became electrosensitive herself when she had some kind of episode or incident with a microwave oven. And after that, she could not be around any kind of wireless radiation. And this became known to people, known to the world, that she was also involved with the WHO, World Health Organization. She was head of the World Health, Director General of the WHO. So she wrote, or rather, Dagbladet from Norway, which means daily news, wrote in a 2002 interview, quoting Gru, "My hypersensitivity has gone so far that I even react on mobiles closer to me than about 4 meters. In the beginning, I felt a local warmth around my ear, but the agony," now note that she uses that word, "agony got worse and turned into a strong discomfort and headaches every time I used a mobile phone. And in order not to be hysterical, that someone should believe this was something I just imagined, I have made several tests. People have been in my office with their mobile hidden in their pocket or bag. Without knowing if it was on or off, we have tested my reactions. I have always reacted when the phone has been on, never when it's turned off. So there is no doubt." So Gru was, she might as well be called Gru. Our brother in electricity, Gru Harlem Brundtland, was using this microwave, and she had an eye injury from it. So what's notable is that microwaves operate at 2.5 gigahertz. Wi-Fi that so many millions, billions of people use for their computers is 2.4 gigahertz. So this became world famous that the Director General of the World Health Organization couldn't be around mobile technology herself. And she was the person who introduced the technocratic aims to the world through her book, her task force. Now, Ingrid, what I want to go back to is your mention of Wilton Ivey, who joined the technocratic movement
in
1937.
Right.
He wrote that the whole crux of technocracy is that they do not want to see waste. And this is what lent itself to general acceptance. Nobody wants to see waste. You don't want to see people throwing their money away. You don't want to see people throwing food away, wasting anything, energy, whatever. So the technocrats say that with technological scientific analysis, we can spot waste. And humans are apt to create waste because they are not forward-thinking and they can't control everything they do. So let's put technology on the task of analyzing what humans do so as to spot when they waste. And if we...
Sophia, we're gonna come up on a commercial break really soon, so we may have to continue that after the commercial break. I just wanted you to know.
Okay, so if we contain, you said continue. Now I'm saying the same.
Yeah.
Thing. We contain our waste, then we will have abundance, and that's how
okay.
they suck everyone.
We contain. Yep. Okay, here it is. You're listening to Immunize Wisely with, I guess, Sophia Smallstorm.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Okay, welcome back. My guest is Sophia Smallstorm. We're talking about how this ties into sustainable development and Agenda 2030. Do you want to go ahead and continue, Sophia?
No, I don't. I want to have my hummus and popcorn.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I was eating. But, all right, so this Grundtland, the Prime Minister of Norway, was put in charge of a UN task force that wrote a book, mm-hmm. Our Common Future, and they are the ones, that task force and that book, threw this very catchy term, sustainable development, out there, and everybody fielded it like a frisbee, because everybody wanted mm-hmm. to be sustainable. And this came out of the technocrats' desire not to have any waste, which is created by humans. And technology should be put on the task of analyzing what humans do so as to spot and pinpoint how much they waste.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, you know, they created this concept of global commons. So they have scientific intelligence to determine the collective needs of the planet. They don't want elected officials because elected officials cast their opinion on our affairs, and they don't want that.
Right. They want it to be all scientifically based. And of course, their science is based on AI. It doesn't have a human element. And right now, we're, you know, obviously in the medical field, we're having a science by consensus, you know, which science is always evolving. So, yeah, that's a little bit of a different thing. But, the, you know, this computer science stuff where you have an artificial intelligence that does no. They, you know, we have certainly we've talked about, well, you haven't, but, you know, there's the little grays out there. They've talked about these types of aliens that have no emotions. They're really a part artificial intelligence, the little grays. I don't know. That's really off topic, I know. But there's a uniqueness to humanity that we do have a heart and a soul, and we're certainly sentient beings. And to try to kill that out of us with artificial intelligence, that's what seems to be happening today. It seems to be kind of a dark agenda, and it's been going on for a while, you know, starting out with, you know, well, actually it's been going on a long time, but in this century, their agenda to control us started out with 2021 and now 2030 to bring in this level of control, and 5G seems to be an extension of that.
Ingrid, I'd like to point out to listeners that the point of examining what we do through surveillance and quantifying how much we waste is an effort to track us, to determine every single ERG, E-R-G, you can look this up, it's a unit of energy. It's a unit of work energy equal to 10 to the minus 7 joules. So joules is another unit of energy, but the idea of behind the technocrats' agenda is to track every single ERG, E-R-G, of power that we use. And in order to do that, remember that computers are quantifying machines. Humans cannot quantify.
Right.
Not like computers can. So they are putting AI in charge of surveilling us because it can then analyze and it can collate and it can quantify. And they don't want us to waste. So they're telling us, look, if we put science, AI, in charge of looking at everything you do and figuring out how much you're wasting, and of course segregating and separating and creating tiers in society based on your behaviors, then we can create abundance because we will sort out the waste and we will ensure abundance. But it's really all based on a scarcity principle. And this one member of the technocratic movement was M. King Hubbert. Are you familiar with him?
Yeah, Ronald Hubbert, absolutely. I know people that got involved, actually, in the day.
Yeah, Marion King Hubbert. He was, I call it fear porn, the theory of peak oil.
And oh, right, okay.
Someone told us, we're going to all run out of oil and you're all going to be sorry. And he predicted, the peak oil was in the 70s at some point that he predicted. And you know what?
No, that's funny. I thought you actually said Ron L. Hubbard, but it's Hubert is the way you wrote it. You said Hubbard. I'm really sorry about that.
That's
so it's Marion King.
And lots of people in America think his name is M. King Hubbard, but it's H-U-B-B-E-R-T. Hubert is with one B. Hubbert is this guy's name, Marion King Hubbert.
Okay.
He was a co-founder of the technocratic movement. Very important man.
Right.
He wrote a manual in 1934 called the Technocracy Study Course. And in that, he set energy management as the highest priority and greatest concern in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that has been a focus, is that we have a depleting resource, you know, that we hit peak oil, and now it's, you know, going to be that we don't have enough coal, or we don't have enough. We never have enough, and we have, an expanding population. I mean, we even had a blip where some gal on the climate change stuff went ballistic at an AOC thing, claiming, you know, that we need to start eating babies, you know, because we have too many people. I mean, there's people just going nuts, you know, the whole that there we never have enough and it needs to be managed. And that is the main thing, even though, you know, we have the Thrive movement. It shows we have abundance on this planet. It is, a group of control freaks at the top that are always lending to this scarcity that we don't have enough, and leading us in other directions instead of sustainability at a local level. But that seems to be the game, is constantly keeping us in fright and fear that the planet is going to erupt in chaos and we're going to starve and not have enough. And they've certainly taken us in that direction throughout history.
Well, again, it's all about how you respond to information, how you respond to prompts and prods. The idea of the world in the dimension we live in is to make you fearful. Now, are you going to be fearful?
Yes.
Or are you going to not be fearful? And what does it take not to be fearful?
Well, if it's a question, I know for myself, it takes controlling my mind. It's we have creativity through our minds all the time. We can think whatever we want to think, and if we choose to buy into that, we're reacting instead of responding appropriately. As creative, intelligent, sentient beings, we can totally change it up and create another reality on a level.
Sure. I mean, some people combat the idea or the constant prompts of fear by their faith in God. Jesus, they go, I don't have to be afraid because God is here and God's going to help me. And he sent his son to die for our sins. And that's great. Mm-hmm. If that helps you, more power to you. But there are other people who are more dubious about that. And then they're in a real dilemma, because where are they going to put their quote unquote faith, right? Mm-hmm. So they have to control their minds. So what do they have to do?
Right. Well, I know you had a newsletter, the previous newsletter, about you highlighted some information that is in John Rappaport's newsletter or his articles on, you know, he has The Matrix Revealed, and all about the importance of using our imaginations and our minds creatively. And that's, you know, it's difficult today because, you know, we're inundated with so much information, and to process, even to have some quiet time to reflect. I remember, just even 10 years ago, you know, I had more time to read and reflect on things. And now it seems like, you know, there's, you know, just constant distractions from getting you into a more space where you can just, you know, have the basics of life, you know, smell the roses, you know, take a walk in the woods. There's so many demands on humans today that, you know, take you into this technocratic world where, you know, you're more prone to being toyed with your emotions in a negative way. You know, just seeing the mass of human suffering and, you know, the inundation of the mainstream news and how it's affecting your neighbors and, you know, the choices that they're making. There seems to be, you know, if you don't pull yourself out of it in a way and demand that you have sacred quiet time, you're going to be prone to being pulled into, you know, a more dark side of human existence, in my opinion. I mean, you have to consciously create that space to nurture your own humanity.
You might initially, but I think after the beginning exercises in that respect, you become more familiar with it and you'll do it more regularly by kind of automatic reflex. I do not believe that we need to submit to all the external prompts that are levied at us all the time. You can be like a little child. You can retreat into an internal reverie and you can start deploying your imagination, because that's the thing that's going to save you. Your imagination is your creative power. And once you start using it, once you start visualizing even crazy scenarios with it, you will see that the world changes because you have now freed yourself. And I'm not making this up, because to me, the proof of this is the fact that we go to sleep every night, let's just say, for argument's sake, 8 hours. Now, it's not 8 hours for everybody, but we dream. Whether you think you dream or not, you're dreaming. And that dream world is so nutty and crazy and without rules that is a reset of your imagination. So thank God you are lying in bed at night and you free yourself from the chains of this, you know, fear porn that they bathe you in every day with all the rules, the regulations, the do this, do that, behave this way. That starts when we're little kids. I mean, this is basically combed out of us by our parents.
Well, this is true, but depending on the level of fear porn in your life, I mean, sometimes things can get kind of intense out there, depending on, you know, what you're dealing with. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can happen, you know, depending on whether how conscious you are or not. I mean, you know, so, you know, something happens in your life that's a little bit of a crisis-oriented thing. You have to move real quickly. You have to make all these changes, real quick decisions. You know, maybe the IRS is knocking on your door. This interrupts our sleep time. For a lot of people, they're finding themselves needing to take special things to sleep, especially if they're not able to get a deep sleep, because this technology is creeping up to their house and it's interrupting them from getting deep REM sleep. So, I mean, I'm seeing this kind of thing happening to more people where they thought they were fairly protected. They were wired in their house. The technology is creeping up on them. They had to move. They couldn't move to a place that, you know, was more secure. And then they had some other personal crises, things happen in their life. And, you know, when you live in a money theistic society like we do, and all of a sudden, you know, some, you know, means of income that kept you relatively secure and the physical is all of a sudden disappears, though, these things can kind of creep up in you, and it's all you can do to keep that imagination and creative juices flowing. I mean, because you don't want to end up in your car like half the other people end up, you know, at one time or another seem to be moving in that direction in America, you know, running around in a car to run away from, you know, the 4G, or trying to be in a safe place, or, you know, losing their house from the mortgage thing. I mean, there's so many things that people are facing that it makes it more difficult to stay in a peaceful frame. It's just, you know, what I'm seeing. I see a lot of crisis around me, Sophia. It's all I can do to get people to calm down and think, you know, be thankful for what they do have, that they still have, you know, some food to eat or whatever.
Ingrid, I'm not saying that people don't have crises, and I understand that they do, and I have them too, and you have them, and you and I have talked about these. But each crisis, if you could consider it an adventure, rather than a horrible thing that's happening to you, just call it an adventure, okay? And then try to relax. This is what's so difficult to do. You cannot do that. Most people are freaking out. They can't call it an adventure. They go, what are you? You're sitting in an armchair from far away and you're telling me to call it an adventure? I can't. Well, try. Try for 2 minutes. And then set your imagination on the task. Just imagine. Last night I went to sleep And I thought, okay, how can I set my imagination on the task of what's happening in the world? So this is what I did. I kid you not. I visualized myself as a fairy flying around. Is that stupid? Yes, it's stupid, okay? I get it. But I'm a fairy flying around over the world of all these power elites who are sitting there pulling strings and messing us all up, ruining our lives. And I said, okay, as a fairy flying around, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull out certain threads from what these power elites are doing and just create loose threads and start to unravel this. This is just a picture in my mind. And I said, okay, I'm going to create all these loose threads. Now the power elites are going to have to go after my loose threads and try to weave them back in. That's what I'm talking about. That's all.
Wow. No, I think it's wonderful. Okay, well, we're coming up on a commercial break in a few seconds, actually. So, yeah, no, this is great because I want people to be able to see how they can turn a negative into a positive. So thank you, Sophia. Stay tuned. We have a commercial break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, welcome. Welcome back. We're at the close of the first hour, so yeah, that is absolutely the way to go, is to treat life as an adventure, because we really aren't a body. We're certainly beyond a body. All you have to do is be around birth and death, and you'll see that there's definitely something else besides the physical that is animating us, and that, you know, we're here just temporarily. So it is literally just an adventure. We're just wearing a, you know, what one person terms it as a meat suit. We're wearing a meat suit. So, you know, this is an adventure. It's like a school in a sense, you know, see what you can get out of it and, you know, make it an adventure. Why not? You know, that's what it should be. So now, even though it seems like a, go ahead.
I'm going to quote John Rappaport. I started stumbling across certain older newsletters of his when I was cleaning up emails. I'm on his newsletter list, John Rappaport. His website was taken down, and he was sending out all these alarms saying, hey, my website, my WordPress, blah, 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 we're trying to put it back together, and here's my new newsletter, and so forth. And he was writing these newsletters. He does them alternately. He has a series of books called Exit from the Matrix. Unbelievable. This is, and I'm going to read you some stuff that's contained in these books. You don't have to buy the books right now, but I would say if you like this, what I'm about to read, then go buy the books. So, you have to express imagination. And the expression of imagination is the key. Instead of thoughts circling around aimlessly like you do when you're worrying, you are going to project out into the world. You can make something that has never been made before. And this is in your mind, all right? I'm interjecting my own little commentary here. So Rappaport, imagination is larger than any universe. It needs no sanction from the world or from other worlds. It is not some secret form of physics. It is not religion. It is not cosmology. It is not any one picture of anything. It's what you invent. You skip ahead by huge leaps. It's 1, 2, 3, and suddenly 4,000. You're not working by serial cause and effect. And you, me, I'm talking now, you absolutely have to learn to liberate this capacity in yourself, just like little kids do. Little kids have imaginary friends. They're always talking to their parents, you know, talking wildly about stuff that's going on. And what if this? And mommy, why does that happen? And they're trying to understand the limitations of the world around them, which actually surprises them. So we have to go back into creating in our minds crazy scenarios which put us in power, and that itself is liberating. And then go to sleep. And do we have a break?
Well, I think it's great. Yeah, well, it's a short So this is the close of the first hour of Immunize Wisely. You're listening to Sophia Small Store. Stay tuned.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments.
Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.